interesting dilemma in the halakha. The law of aninut, if somebody is onen, that means they're in between the death and the burial, onen patur mikol ha-mitzvot. The halakha says that even in a place where they don't bury at night, for example, New York, the unions don't work at night in the burials, doesn't matter. The onen is patur from the mitzvot at night as well. So Rebbe Hasi writes that clearly in the halachot on page Nun Zayin. Ach be'otan mekumot she'en kumrim ba'layla, in kozot chala alav kol dine onen bimei achol. Question is, which happened to a lot of people unfortunately this season, somebody, people passed away before, right before the Seder. People passed away on the second day of Yom Tov. So the question is, or the night, the question is regarding making Seder. What does an Onen do? Let's say in this year somebody passed away on the first day of Yom Tov Pesach. So that night they're not burying. But the minhag of the Syrian community is to bury on the second day. So seemingly the dinim of Onen would apply at night, just like they apply in any other case. Most communities have the custom not to bury on the second day. So it would seem, according to them, the laws of Aninu don't apply because they're not planning on burying. Therefore, it seems they would be hayav in the mitzvot of the Seder. The truth of the matter is, there's a sefer called Bet David, in Yoreh De'asi Malkut Samechvav, and he says clearly, the Menkom Shino Agim Heter Letasek Ayedei Yisrael, in a place where the custom is to bury Ayedei Yisrael, which is the custom of the Syrians on the second day of Yom Tov, Sarich Lenon Aninut Balayla. So they all that the person has to make Aninut Balayla, and therefore technically you'd be exempt from a lot of the mitzvot of Lila Seder. But that's not going according to the Shach. There is a Shach that wants to say not like that. In Siman Shimim Aleph, Sif Katan Tit. So Rabbi Pinchasi writes, V'nir el halakha lenu agim nekodro ayede goyim, v'day de'en nenog anid balayla klal. That the custom, those that bury ayede goyim, which seems that that's what they do by the Syrians. They don't let the Jew bury, but they bring it on the second day of Yom Tov al Yedeh Goyim. The Goyim do all the work. Rebbe Hasi writes, "Vaday en nenok aninut balayla klal, kevan de rabu asobrim ken, haloem muharil, marash, taz, maram lublin, dirisha, me'atesam me'ubim, magen Abraham." So therefore you have a lot of opinions over here. He concludes, Onen chayav b'chol ha-mitzvot b'leil ha-seder. K'gom berchat matzah u'maror, me'achar ve'eno kovelet meto b'layla. Ulam adif l'shmawa et ha-berachot me'achalim. When it comes to the berachot, better to hear the berachot from others in order to keep out of the safek. V'chim b'yachas la'amilat ha-gadah b'leil Pesach, u'il b'yesh ba'arichut devarim, better for him to listen to the Haggadah, I mean, there's somebody else. And that's the way he writes as well, later on in chapter Chaf Adam, Onen chayav b'chol ha-mitzvot ha-nagvot b'leil ha-seder, hen b'arba kosot, v'hen achilat matzah, v'yeter ha-mitzvot. Since again, he's not burying at night, and even if he's burying the next day, he's burying ayideh goyim, he himself is not doing it, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Haggadah, he should listen to others. So again, it's an interesting halakha. Somebody asked yesterday, what did he do? Arba kosot, he should drink. The kezetim, the kezetot of the matzah, he should eat. Berachot, he doesn't make misafek, and Haggadah shel Pesach, but him to listen al yedeh achedim.